This is Milk Street Radio from PRX. I'm your host, Christopher Kimball. Today, Grant Barrett and Martha Barnett of Away With Words join us to explore the language of food. They dig into the curious stories behind words such as pumpernickel and luncheon. They also explain phrases that seemingly don't make a lot of sense, such as in a pickle.
If you're in trouble and you're in a pickle, the image there isn't being inside a cucumber. It's a reference to the brine itself that was used to pickle cucumbers.
First up today, my co-host Sarah Moult and I will be taking some of your calls. Sarah is, of course, the star of Sarah's Weeknight Meals on public television and author of Home Cooking 101. Sarah, are you ready to go?
I am ready to take those questions.
Welcome to Milk Street. Who's calling?
My name is Doc Zoe. I'm from Germansville, Pennsylvania, and thank you for taking my call. I really like this program.
Well, we like it too.
Yes.
We love it because we like callers like you. So yes. How can we help you?
Okay. I have decided to take my great-grandmother's recipe that I've worked on since I'm 5 years old and add buttermilk to it to enhance the flavor. Is there anything I have to do if I substitute buttermilk for milk, like increase the sugar or decrease the sugar or change something?
Yes, buttermilk is more acidic than milk, which means you have a more acid batter, which means you're going to need to use more baking soda to balance it out. Is there baking soda and baking powder in this recipe or just one or the other?
Yes, baking soda and baking powder in the recipe. I believe it's a 1-to-3 ratio. I also use sour cream, which is mixed in with the milk.
That's acidic.
The regular recipe uses milk and sour cream?
Yes. Half a cup of milk and maybe a cup of sour cream.
You know what? With that much sour cream in it, I don't think you need to really change the recipe. Increase the baking soda by 50% and then take that out of the baking powder. So
okay.
If you had a teaspoon of baking soda, for example, we use 2 teaspoons of baking soda and then reduce the baking powder by a teaspoon. I don't think it's going to be that different because you get so much sour cream.
Yeah, because sour cream is acidic also.
Right.
I've decided buttermilk might be fun in all my recipes, and I was thinking that there was something I had to do.
No, buttermilk is great for baking because you get a little extra flavor and the texture is good. Explain the cake. Is this a sheet cake? Is this a layer cake?
I usually make it as a sheet cake. That's the way my great-grandmother made it because she has like 13 children, so, you know, it goes further.
And is it particularly moist or chocolatey or the texture? What is it you love about it?
It's a fairly moist, I wouldn't say very moist, very chocolatey chocolate cake. I use cocoa powder. I use coffee to enhance the cocoa powder.
This sounds great.
One thing I want to say, though, is there's 2 kinds of buttermilk you can find in the store. And I think for this cake, you might want to try to find the full fat. Because if you were using regular milk and you were using sour cream, you've got more fat in there, which is going to contribute to the moisture and texture of the cake. So I would look for buttermilk that's got the full fat. Good question.
That sounds great.
Thanks for calling.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
A real pleasure.
And I'll let you know how the cake comes out.
Oh, please do.
Thank you. Yeah. This is Milk Street Radio. If you have a question about Instant Pot dinners or slow cooker suppers, give us a call at 855-426-9843. That's 855-426-9843. Or email us at questions@milkstreetradio.com. Welcome to Milk Street. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Marcia from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, good. How can we help you?
Well, I listen to your show often, and there was a question previously that people asked about what to use in making soup, be it chicken bones, beef bones, and I was always taught to use goat bones.
Where'd you grow up, first of all?
I grew up in Columbus, but I have a lot of African friends.
I was going to say, you must be in a neighborhood where you can access that, because I'd say that would be the number one problem. Most people, you know, don't have access to goat bones.
I'm going to do what Sarah would do, which is to ask you, instead of talking.
Oh, good.
I'm going to ask you.
I've taught you a few things, huh?
Yeah, one thing.
You behave.
That's never going to happen.
Sarah.
Sarah's tough. So you've made stock with it, and you've compared it to chicken or something else. It has a lot more flavor, I would assume. Is that right?
So much more flavor.
Right. And how would you describe that flavor?
It's richer. It has a deeper flavor. I wouldn't necessarily compare it to beef because I think it's even richer than beef bones. There's a smoothness to it.
Huh.
And especially if you're making stock to make soup for someone who's been ill or in the hospital or something, I've always heard that there's healing properties within goat bones.
Now, is this like shank cuts or what bones are you using?
Yes. Mostly the shank, and I often boil it with just ginger and garlic and celery and cilantro and just boil the heck out of it. And you get this really dark, rich broth that
sounds delicious.
Amazing.
Do you brown them first or you just throw it in a pot?
You don't even have to brown them first. That's the great point.
Now, what market do you get them at?
I just go to several different African markets. When Whole Foods first came to Ohio, they used to sell goat meat.
Really?
Yes, they did. And they stopped selling it. Because we have a lot of farmers around, you know, there are farmers that will sell to some of the smaller family markets. And so that's where I typically go to get it.
Good for you. I've never done that.
I've eaten goat. I like goat very much, but I've never made goat stock.
I think you both should make it and then call me and tell me what you think.
Yeah, we'll do a reverse follow-up.
I know, really, a reverse follow-up. All right, Marcia, you're right.
Marcia, you're ahead of us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you guys keep doing what you do because I absolutely love listening to you, and I learn something every time.
Yeah, well,
so do we.
So do we. Go stock. Marcia, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Christopher Kimball, and I want to thank you for listening to this special edition of Milk Street Radio. You know, just like baking a cake or maybe poaching an egg, timing is, of course, key when it comes to supporting your public radio station. So please call now. It will only take a moment. Here's the number to call.